Hey, welcome once again to the Walking Dead recap show. We are without Mike the movie guy once again. I am Jesus, and with me we have Kristen and Brancy. How are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty okay. We're here to talk The Walking Dead, episode 5, which is titled Now.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I guess we're going to be talking a little of our favorite parts, what we liked, what we didn't like. Anybody want to start it off? Brancy, Kristen?
Can we just talk about Deanna
Go for it.
real quick? That lady is losing her shit.
Yes.
She is. And I don't know, doesn't she look like a hell of a lot older from the first time we saw her?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what scene it was. She was by herself somewhere, and I was like, "Oh my God, that lady looks like death." Like
She
she looks
does.
really old.
She kind of even looks like a zombie at points.
I don't know. Maybe she's pulling a Shane.
Oh God.
Maybe she is. Maybe she's going crazy. I
That's
mean,
just what we need.
there's so much stuff that's
Seriously.
happened to her.
Yeah, I know. She has been through a lot recently.
Yeah, and
Yes.
she has no more control over Alexandria. We see that. That was a part that was really shocking to me when that I can't even remember his name. The guy comes up and says, Rick was right.
Who was that? It wasn't her son, right?
No, it was the guy who kept on saying that why are we following him, you know? He finally saw that Rick was right, and they weren't prepared, and they aren't prepared.
Was it Aaron?
Not Aaron.
Okay, well then I don't know. Whatever. Somebody
Don't
said
remember
it.
his name. Yeah. I mean, that was a big point for me because I thought people would be more upset at him. I think I said it in one of the last podcasts that I thought they were going to blame him a lot more and that he wasn't going to be as respected anymore. Did any of you guys expect him to be, brought back and kind of like looked upon to lead them now?
I mean, I don't know about Brancy. I mean, Rick is a leader to me. Like I think in any situation he's going to try to lead whoever he's with. But I think these people, just the way that Deanna had them living for so long, like in a bubble, I think they needed their eyes opened. So I mean, I think they were resistant to Rick at first, but with Aaron telling them everything that happened. I don't know.
Francie?
Right. I think I'm on the same page here. Rick just comes on so strong, especially in Alexandria, the way they were when they first arrived. It's such a like a culture shock for them to have this group come in and tell them what they should be doing. And it makes so much sense to us because we've been watching them for how many seasons now, but I think they needed this ha to happen with the wolves to realize that Rick really is their best shot at surviving here.
Yeah, I mean, right from the start of this episode when he's running and all those zombies are behind him, what did you guys think? I mean, how did you guys feel?
I was
Brancy?
thinking,
Yeah,
that shit
how the fuck
was
did
crazy.
he get out of there?
Yeah, seriously.
That's the only thing that kind of bothered me about this episode, the fact that we didn't see the RV again. And it was kind of like, wait, did he like just jump out a window or something? I mean, he's injured, right? His hand's injured and
Yeah.
he's kind of has limited use of it. But he still tackles that zombie right off the bat, and I don't know,
Yeah.
Rick is a whole different type of person now.
I mean, I think for the people that live there, also like you see the people that have lived in that community, they're not adapting well to these situations and they're getting picked off one by one, So if I were in a situation like that, I mean, you have to kind of sit back and think, who do you want next to you? Like these people that can't fight back, or do you want to learn from Rick and his little crew? So I would, I mean, shit. I don't care how much of a bubble I'm living in. If somebody like Rick comes along, I'm standing behind him.
That's
I
right.
totally agree. Yeah. But yeah, we know this show, this episode was called Now, but to me, it was speeches because everybody gave a speech in this. Rick gave a speech. Aaron gave three speeches. Diana gave a speech, and even Jesse at the end
Jesse.
gives a speech. It's like, at what point do you just say, you know, that people are talking way too much in the show? I mean, we only get one zombie killing, and Aaron gets a lot of screen time.
I think Aaron kind of needed that speech though, because it was kind of his fault that the wolves came into Alexandria in the first place. But I like that he owned up to it, because he was saying that, you know, he went out with Daryl and Daryl wanted to do one thing, Aaron wanted to do another, and they ended up doing what he wanted, and that's why the wolves ended up coming back. So, you know, he made the wrong decision. And he was owning up to it and letting them know, look, you know, I wasn't gonna go along with what he wanted, but it was the right thing to do. So I think Aaron kind of needed that screen time.
What do you think, Francie?
I would agree that he needed that moment, because, you know, even if you're not gonna admit it to everybody, he's still feeling it inside. So I think him putting that out in the open makes things so much better, because if you keep that hidden and somebody finds out down the line why it was your fault, and that can cause issues. But him doing that to me made him seem like a better character for just stepping up and letting everybody know, hey, this is what happened, and I'm partially responsible for it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I thought it was too much because he talks way too much throughout this whole episode. And one of my favorite parts is when Maggie's packing up to leave and he catches her, and instead of stopping her, he's like, "I'm going with you." Did you think that he was going to try to stop her, or did you guys think that he was going to join her?
I kind of thought he was going to go with her just because of the speech that he had given earlier. I think he wanted to redeem himself for what he did because he feels responsible. So I kind of thought he was going to go with her. I didn't think he'd try to stop her.
Francie?
I agree with that. I think he was prepared to follow her, and I think that he was going to make the decision when it became necessary, whether or not they should turn back.
I agree, and I like the fact that he knew how to get out of there. And then, you know, that huge moment when they're standing at the gate and the big reveal that, you know, Maggie's pregnant.
Dum dum dum.
I think we kind of talked about that, and Mike was right about it. Yeah.
Well, let's be politically correct here. Mike was not correct. His wife was
Mike's
correct.
wife was
Mike's
correct.
wife was correct. Okay. We can't tell Mike he was right?
Mike's never right.
Yeah. Then, did you think that Aaron was going to be the one person that he would tell, though?
I think he has that kind of like nurturing personality, I guess. I mean, to me, if I was in that situation, I think he would have been the one for me to confide in.
I can see that. I mean, he's very nurturing when it comes to Daryl as well.
Yeah.
He's a strange character to me. What do you think, Bronte?
I agree. I think, honestly, looking at it, the way that it played out is probably the best scenario for if she was going to tell anybody. Because if you think about it, think of any other character in Alexandria right now that she could have told, they all would have reacted so much differently. And I think she needed this moment to set off and kind of come to her senses that, you know, she's got to protect herself right now and just hope that Glenn can get back, because he will be back.
Yeah.
Let me make that statement.
I think the rest of the group is going to have a decent reaction to it too, you know, because they have Judith. So
True.
it's not like they don't know what to do as far as a baby goes. They do know, and everyone kind of plays the role taking care of her. So I think the rest of the group is going to be good with her too. But I just think something with Aaron and being like a new person in their little group, I guess. I don't know. I would have confided in him.
I agree. He seems like that, you know, trustworthy guy. I mean, he literally told the group when he got there, you know,